Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Final hour on the 23rd annual Holiday Break-Ins. Last place points on segment 17 finisher, Free Beer here.
Oh, yes.
Along with Steve.
Second
Kelly,
place finisher.
And Maitland. Third place, second place the entire year until 2 days ago.
Oh,
important things.
Devastating.
Hotwings, your champion, we'll talk to in a moment. The final hour from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, home of the professional parts people. Hotwings will share his break-in momentarily. Our friend Bueller on the Jersey Shore will go. And then I'll be up at the end of the hour. It has been an amazing day already. We have seen
pretty good.
So much generosity from the communities where this show is heard, from individuals, from businesses. You guys can attest to this. It's remarkable how often someone does something amazing for us or for the families through us. And then they thank us prolifically for letting them do it. And I'm like, nope, other way around. Mm-hmm. It's very humbling. Mm-hmm. Which is why we make fart jokes to get by.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of farts, here's an old one.
Hey. My baby, she told me
she don't want to hold me or kiss my lips anymore. This is just for you, buddy.
This is good stuff. Is this a Smithereens?
It is. Merry Christmas, baby, by the Smithereens.
Love it. Love it, Steve. Thank you for getting me in the mood.
Steve chose songs that he thinks you will love for both the in and the out.
Yeah, so you just wait until you hear the other one.
Dude, I couldn't be more excited about this whole affair.
Hot Wings, tell us about your break-in. Tell us about your family. Tell us where you are. What's going on? You know the routine.
Have you made it yet? Because you sent us some pictures of lots of cars skidded off on the road.
Yeah, man. I did. I just made it. I'm still sitting in my truck. I'm sure the nominator is inside the house like, what's his deal? I'm like, well, it's like the surface of Hoth right now. If you've ever seen, Empire Strikes Back, it's nothing but snow and blow and wind, and it's awful. And I go, well, I'm just going to stay in the truck until I do this, and then I'll go in.
I don't blame you.
So I did make it safely, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of slide-offs, jackknifes, backups, semis in the median, like, It's not the best day, but I guess it puts you in a Christmas spirit. You know, once I'm here and I'm stationary, now I'm in a Christmas spirit.
Yeah,
with the snow. So, I got here safely, and but my family today is man, what a year they had. So it started off okay, and fortunately, it has health wise ended up okay. But in the middle, it was a real roller coaster. So Kate and her husband, Ethan, they were nominated by Kate's mother.
Okay.
And so Kate and her husband, Ethan, and their young family, they were finally able to move out of Kate's mom's house and into a rental of their own. And they were thrilled, as you might imagine, because they already had two kids, and Kate was due to deliver their baby girl in mid-February. So they were looking forward to having a place of their own. Then things started going haywire real fast. Just 2 weeks before the baby's due date, several complications arose, and Kate went into labor and was admitted to the hospital. Her blood pressure began to drop. The baby's heart rate fell. Oh. It was very scary. The doctors had to perform an emergency C-section. During the procedure, the doctors discovered that Kate had a severe infection and that her placenta had completely ruptured.
Oh no.
Oh, my God.
Which was a huge endangerment to both mom and baby.
Yeah.
So they weren't sure if one would make it, if both would make it, you know, what would happen there. Now, thankfully, they did both survive. Both she and the baby are okay now, but it took some amount of time. She had to stay in the hospital much longer than expected before it was safe for either of them to go home. Oh. Then, just a few weeks after that, the father, Ethan, suddenly began losing feeling in his legs. The same time, so now he's losing feeling in his legs. Their 7-year-old son, Max, was repeatedly taken to the hospital with severe abdominal pain. That took a while to figure out what was going on. Turns out his appendix had ruptured.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So that required a week-long hospital stay. Kate was already on maternity leave. Ethan was missing work to care for Max, who had a ruptured appendix. And meanwhile, their income is beginning to drop. Oh, and by the way, remember, he can't feel his legs too well anymore.
Jeez.
So he's dealing with that. Now his back pain is increasing. So the week after their son Max was finally discharged from the hospital, Ethan lost the ability to walk. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital, which began months of appointments with doctors and specialists. He ultimately was diagnosed with severe spinal cord compression and required emergency back surgery. He spent a total of 3 weeks in the hospital while Kate was home caring for their newborn, Max, and his freshly ruptured appendix, and their 10-year-old brother, Nicholas, who luckily has gone through the year, as far as I know, unscathed. Ethan eventually was released from the hospital himself, but wasn't able to return to any type of work for several months, during which time he received zero income. During this time, she says, my daughter's maternity pay was the only source of income, and it had to cover their mortgage, utilities, car payment, groceries, the needs of their three children, the two boys, and, again, newborn daughter, all while the medical bills were piling up and weighing them down. They got very far behind. And are desperately trying to catch up on bills, working as hard as they can, unsure how they will provide any type of Christmas for their children after a long and difficult year. In talking to the nominator, I found out initially I was going to bring a tree and everything, and they just a couple of days ago got like this little, like a 3-footer that the kids found, and so they got that. So I go, okay, well, we'll worry about the other stuff. But yeah, they had nothing.
You're going to bury that thing in presents, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And so now everybody is out of the house. That was a huge worry. We go, oh, God, please, God, don't let them cancel school today.
Right.
Because I was really school dependent. And so luckily they did not. And so the kids are in school and mom and dad are at work now. But, yeah, so we are going to try our very best to get them at least in a direction of getting caught up on some of their bills and things like that. They were behind on their electric bill. And I thought, well, that's probably like the most important thing. You lose your electricity and you're kind of screwed. So we paid off last month, this month, and part of maybe all of next month.
Excellent.
She wasn't exactly sure what the total was, but I found something out that you can pay electric bills online as a guest, and you don't even need, like, their account number.
Yeah.
You just need the address.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I've done that for break-ins before, too. It's like the Wild West. You can pay anyone's bills.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
That's awesome.
And so that was an awesome revelation. So I could go online last night, and I took care of that. So that's awesome. Again, all of the families from our local break-ins, have those $1,500 in grocery gift cards. I mean, like, groceries was a huge issue for this family and for every family right now, but I mean, especially in this situation. And so the $1,500 grocery gift cards from our friends at Spartan Nash Family Fair Stores is going to go a long way. That's going to be a huge deal for them.
For sure.
And then to cover their car payments, we got them $1,500 in MasterCard gift cards that they can apply in whatever way that they see fit. Because I was going to try to pay some other things off, but I thought this is a better way. They can figure which ones are more important and how to handle all of that. And there should be leftover as well.
Awesome.
This break-in, it seems like the epitome of when it rains, it pours. Because any of the issues that they had individually, while difficult, they probably would have been able to weather that storm. But you get them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
those extended, right? The extended hospital stays of three of them. Four of them, really, when you include the newborn, four of the five family members extended hospital stays, like awful. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of bills and stuff like that. And I just wanted to thank Spartan Nash again. Sarah Honda Granville, obviously. I drove right by there. I waved.
Yeah.
And so obviously they were able to, because of them, we could pay for some other stuff. Van Andel Arena. Oh, this is the one thing, too. I was so excited about this, and Kelly helped me with this because she went to our friends at Van Andel Arena. These kids on their wish list. One, it's all the typical stuff that we always see that breaks our hearts. It's like, we need a coat, right? We need boots, a hat. So we got them all that stuff. But also they had like some wrestling figures. And I started asking, I go, so they're big wrestling fans then, right? And she said, yeah. And I go, okay, well, you know, we're going to talk to Van Andel Arena. They always have wrestling coming up. So maybe there's something in April or May or whatever. And then Kelly mentioned it earlier in the show. So I look up their schedule and I realize that literally tonight is WWE SmackDown.
That's so
at
cool.
Van Andel Arena at our local arena. And so Kelly got them 5 tickets to go to wrestling tonight.
You know, it's really cool.
They're going to lose their mind.
That's amazing.
You know, it's crazy, Hot Wings, and this will be special to for us and everybody listening, but our families will be sitting next to each other having no idea.
That's cool.
That's really neat.
Whoa. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. They'll be next
that
to each
is
other.
So funny.
Because when I got the tickets, they had the, you know, the seats in the section written on the envelope. So when I handed Hot Wings his and looked at mine, I was like, oh, my gosh. They're going to be sitting next to each other.
That's nuts.
They'll have no idea. They'll have no idea.
That's a cool little thing.
Santa came to your house, too?
Yeah.
So I was really geeked about that. That made me the most excited, I think, out of everything. But, yeah, so a huge thank you to Van Andel Arena. And then they not only did that, but hooked us up with Grand Rapids Griffins hockey tickets and Grand Rapids Gold basketball tickets. We got passes to Berlin Raceway, tickets to the West Michigan Whitecaps minor league baseball team. Awesome group. The Grand Rapids Children's Museum, Frederick Meyer Gardens, Grand Rapids Art Museum, Jets Pizza, Noco Provisions, which is a fantastic restaurant, All In Hospitality, which is a restaurant group. Celebration Cinemas hooked them up with like popcorn buckets and movie passes and all kinds of stuff. And then a huge thank you, too. This was another huge money saver that allowed us to do other things from Flat River Group, which is a huge, I think they're like North America's largest or second largest toy distribution warehouse.
Yes.
Like it's this massive, like if you've ever seen the end of Indiana Jones,
it's totally what I think of every time we go there.
Covenant away.
Yeah.
It's just like that. You walk in and you, your mind can't wrap around the vastness of this place.
Yeah,
and anyway, so these guys curated not only for me, but for all of us. Pallets. We drove over there, and it was like Freebeer's pallet, and my pallet, and Kelly's pallet, and Steve's pallet, and Maitland's pallet. And it was just
hand
like,
chosen
oh my God, we
for the families that they learned about through the
Absolutely.
Nominators.
Absolutely, they were like, what are their genders? What are their ages? What are they into? And so, I've got a Suburban loaded with so much stuff, it's stupid. Like I actually had to be mindful. I go, you know, their place isn't very big. I don't want to take too much.
Stuff it floor to ceiling, man.
Yep.
I know, right? Like that's your problem later, guys.
That's how the break-ins roll. That's your problem now. Not at all.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
It's your favorite song.
Way to go.
Oh, you. Oh, Steven. That is unfair, dude. I played Bruce Springsteen for you.
Yeah, and I played your favorite artist for you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cyndi Lauper.
All right, well, it's pretty fun. All right, guys, I'm going to go limbo my way through the snow and deliver some Christmas. I'm going to Christmas all over this place.
Christmas it good. Make it a white one.
All right.
Bye, Hot Wings.
All right. Check in with you later.